On the show today, we have Silver's very own Rhiann Horgan and Circle's very own Nick Evans talking about a couple of successful weeks. A couple of weeks ago, Venture Tech had their show, and Silver was actually the winner of Venture Tech, the best of show. Silver also was runner-up at Nakuso's Next Big Idea competition. So they had a great, great few days, and Nick and Rhiann are here to tell us all about what happened. So check it out. Welcome to our show. Happy post-Thanksgiving to everybody, including our guests on the show today. Hope everyone had a great holiday and getting back in the saddle, getting back in the swing of things before the next set of holidays comes around. Oh my goodness. So anyway, hey, we're very happy to have a winner, success stories, all really cool stuff on the show today. So before we get into that, let's do some introductions. Right next to me, we have Silver's very own Rhiann Horgan. Rhiann, how are you?
I'm great to be here, Michael. Happy after Thanksgiving.
Yes. Oh my gosh, how time flies. And then right below us is Mr. Nick Evans. Nick, how are you, sir? From Circle.
Yeah, great. Thank you, Mike, for having us.
You're welcome. Oh my gosh. I mean, if you guys haven't seen the news, oh my gosh, Silver has had quite a month. Actually, like Nick was saying before the recording, quite a couple of days during the Nakuso and Venture Tech conferences a couple of weeks ago. So before we get into the winning stuff though, Rhiann, tell me about Silver. What is it that you guys do for credit unions? How do you help them? All this stuff. So just to kind of get a lay of the land here.
Yeah. So the short story is that Silver is a platform that's dedicated to helping baby boomers navigate retirement. So what does that mean for credit unions? You know, your largest group of members are about to go through a very significant set of decisions about retirement that is really complicated. Their retirement doesn't look like their parents' retirement. It's self-funded. It's more expensive. They're living longer. And they're really overwhelmed. And so what Silver does is it's an app that's wholly dedicated to supporting baby boomers on this journey of navigating modern retirement. So figuring out what healthcare costs, figuring out what your Social Security looks like, should you elect at 62 or 67, figuring out where you're going to live in retirement. Ironically, one of the biggest financial decisions you'll make in retirement is where you live. Really? Your money could last 7 years longer in Florida than it will where I live in New York State. And so, you know, our focus here and how we can help credit unions is, first of all, just, you know, I think the mission alignment of really supporting your members and being dedicated to that financial wellness. But I think from the credit union perspective, it's also about engagement, which is your members are going to be making a series of financial and health decisions over the course of the next decade.
Yeah.
You can either send them to Dr. Google, to the internet, to the SEO content, where they're going to see lots of ads from lots of financial advisors. Or you can actually bring them into your ecosystem and help them navigate this with you. And, you know, where you have products and services that are relevant, make sure that they're continuing to deepen their relationship with your credit union.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah. Well said. Well said. And what sparked the idea to get this going? Obviously, there was you guys discovered a need.
Yes.
You know, so you're building a better mousetrap.
Yeah. I was going to say, like any good founder, it's typically personal. So I have this, and sorry, it's not really showing up well, but I found myself at Barnes & Noble buying that horrible 400-page book on Social Security. And I found myself there because I had worked at JPMorgan Asset Management for 18 years prior to founding the company. And as a result of that, I had this very open dialogue with my own parents about their retirement. And for my dad is now 72. He's part of a generation of baby boomers that delayed their retirement because of the financial crisis in 2008.
Yep.
So for a long time, the conversation had been about when they were going to retire. And when the conversation shifted from when to how, I realized how important Social Security was. Like my parents did not have a pension. So this was like their one source of guaranteed for their life. And it also was the one source that had this automatic inflation built in, or inflation protection built in. To learn more about it, I went and bought a book, and it was 400 pages long. And I thought to myself, this is insane.
Yeah.
How can the average American successfully navigate this decision-making process if they have to read 400 pages? And by the way, the three of us, we're paying taxes into the system. I think the word benefit actually isn't a good word to use with Social Security. It's actually your savings.
Yeah,
that it you've is. Been diligently saving at every paycheck, but the government is making you like be a PhD, you know, financial expert to actually like get what's yours. And so that was the beginning of me realizing, well, look, there's I was seeing all this amazing technology when I was at JP Morgan, but it was all being designed for a younger demographic. And I said to myself, well, look, frankly, if you think student loans are complicated, you haven't looked at Medicare or Social Security. Like, how do we apply all these amazing algorithms that have kind of started to be proven out for a younger demographic, but but put it towards this problem that I would argue is frankly more complicated than the decision-making that millennials are making today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've had this extreme focus on the millennials, like you say, and even now Gen Z as well. Like, let's get them in the door. Let's get them into the credit unions, because obviously credit unions are the average age with, you know, 46, 47, 48. Let's push it to 50. Why not? So we've had that focus, and rightfully so. But oh my gosh, you know, this group that you guys are targeting has been right in front of our face the whole time. And so credit unions can really help them out in this area. I don't want to say you discovered it, but it's just, it's there. And you just really, it's something that's been in plain sight with that for us for a while.
I think the thing to think about is that, you know, there's oftentimes this like series of like health and financial decisions you make in your 20s and 30s. It might be paying down student loans, buying a home for the first time, maybe buying life insurance. Things then quieten down for a little while after you get that kind of first set of things organized.
Yeah.
But it picks back up again in your late 50s. And so this might be a member base that actually hasn't been buying new products from you in a while.
Yeah.
But right. I will tell you that they are going to. Their paycheck is going to end, so they won't have a W-2 direct deposit into their credit union account anymore. And they'll need to then elect Social Security. You want to make sure you're getting that Social Security deposit.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to start rolling over retirement accounts. Why not roll it over to you? Many of them will move or downsize. And so if they're selling a home and then they're buying a new home and maybe they want a credit facility to do a renovation on it, like, you want that all happening with your credit union. And so there's a lot of activity that's happening. And I think the other thing just to remember is that the wallet size is big. So like, I get that Gen Z is like the sexy customer, but like, they don't really have much money, right? And so you have this like older demographic with really important decisions. And I guess maybe the other thing I would just say is that I think when we think about like mission alignment, these decisions are really big. They're often one-time decisions that you can't reverse. And so there's a lot of anxiety actually around it. And I think that also is when you think about like member health and financial wellness and really supporting them, there's this real moment of need in this kind of complex set of decisions. And I think, you know, our end goal is like, help these members retire with confidence, like bring back confidence so that they can live their best retirement, because they all have awesome plans on how they want to spend their time. What's stopping them from getting there often is this series of decisions.
Oh my gosh. Well, I'm so glad that you are simplifying the process and clearing up the process for a lot of people. Like you said, it can be very, very complicated. And Nick, oh my gosh, you must have had one heck of a venture tech. Let's get you off mute there for a sec. So so Silver seemed to be the star of venture tech, I hear.
Well, one of many, one Mike. Of but now you see why Rianne won venture tech, right? Just because of the way that she can communicate that the problem or you know, define the problem and then provide a solution. And what's great about Silver is that, you know, the credit unions can offer it to their members, and it really just kind of sets the stage for those credit unions that have wealth management divisions as well. Then, so you can see how the credit unions in the audience and the ones that voted could kind of make that connection of, yes, there's a need. She's defining the problem. There's a need, and how it doesn't eliminate the wealth management groups that are already in place at credit unions. It really complements them and helps them actually build on those relationships. So it was a great venture tech was great. First of all, we're getting great reviews. We had 14 companies that like Silver that pitched, Mike, and so it was pretty tough. What we did this year, though, and we've done this in the past, is that there's 2 days to venture tech, and we had 8 fintechs pitch the first day. And so then we voted again on day two. Rianne won day two, and then we pitched Silver against CypherTech Solutions, the day one winner, and Rianne won that. So it was fun. It was competitive. You know, and what, you know, what she didn't say is that she was the runner up at the Next Big Idea at NACUSO just 2 days prior to our Thursday event at Venture Tech. So she had a great week. Renify was the winner at the Next Big Idea, and Renify actually came in second to Rianne and Silver on day two at Venture Tech. So there was a lot of going back and forth. The funny thing is, what really worked out well is CypherTech Solutions, the day one winner, was our very first presenter on day one. They were number one. Rianne was number 14. She was the very last presenter.
Oh my gosh.
On day two. And it just shows you how those two stood out. And then when we voted on the day one winner and the day two winner, it was very, very close. And Rianne pulled out the victory for the Nikuso. And Nikuso sponsored our winning check, Adventure Tech. So it was just a great day, great couple days, a great week in Las mm-hmm. Vegas between Nikuso and Venture Tech. And it was a great collaboration. And like I said, we featured not only the 14 what I call startup fintechs like Rianne, but we also highlighted the 9 portfolio companies from Circle as well. So they had their day on stage too. So we saw 23 great fintechs over 2 days on top of what Nikuso did with the Next Big Idea mm-hmm. competition. So sorry you missed it, Mike. You should have been
there. I know. Next year for sure. 2022, we're getting back on the road.
There you go.
So yeah, I heard nothing but great things about both Nikuso and Venture Tech. Both organizations really hit it out of the park with this. And obviously Silver had, you know, 2 or 3 days of, oh my gosh. I mean, so how does that feel to not only get runner up in one event, but win the next event? I mean, is this total affirmation for what you guys are doing at Silver?
Well, Michael, look, I think what I really loved coming away from the conference was this renewed commitment to support these baby boomer members. And I think there's a lot of bias in the industry against older Americans. I've been surprised at how hard it has been to even like convince people about this market opportunity. And the reality is that some of my favorite baby boomers, Bill Gates, Steve Jobs, you know, they define technology as we know it today. Mm-hmm. And so I continue to believe in this opportunity to use technology to empower this demographic, but you need to design it differently. And even at Venture Technic, we saw some startups that were pitching for Gen Z, and like the difference in the experience couldn't have been more wild, right? Mm-hmm. To really see that. And I think that's where, you know, I get really excited about, you know, credit unions already having a large membership who are this demographic, really a renewed commitment to supporting them. You know, as I think about the conversations that we've had with credit unions since the conference, you know, a couple things that have really stood out. The first is that, you know, our platform today doesn't require deep integration. In fact, there's no integration required at all. And so I am really excited about, you know, how much tech innovation is happening in the credit union market, but I am also hearing that there's a lot of backlog mm-hmm. in integrations. And so I think one of the things mm-hmm. that credit unions have been excited about is that our product does not require an integration. The second thing, and this has been like my learning journey, is, you know, how strong the brand of credit unions are with their members. And so we've committed to being able to deliver a white labeled experience for Silver in Q1. So that credit unions can really think about where they embed Silver in their experience and that they can let their brand shine. You know, we can be the technology partner that powers it, but really let your brand shine so that you continue to deepen mm-hmm. your relationship with members. But again, I think the response has been awesome. And what we're really excited about is just learning more because, you know, we have a very flexible product roadmap and we want to make sure is that we're building in the right way to support the credit union market. And so those are the conversations we're having right now. And if there's anyone listening today, like come at us, like we want to make sure we're building the right way so that we're delivering the right product for your members. One of the things that's in our direct pipeline that I'm super excited about is actually launching a community. Awesome. I always think about the journey that we hear baby boomers going through as they navigate retirement. They do their own research. So they're on Google and hopefully they're on the Silver app. Then they talk to friends. And then some of them will talk to a financial advisor or some sort of advisor. The talking to friends piece is community. And what we get really excited about is thinking about how a credit union can have their own community, but be part of a larger community where there'll be certain topics where moving or Social Security or Medicare will be like a nationwide conversation. But there may be certain topics that are very specific to your specific local community or to your credit union, and thinking about how we can really kind of bring that like social experience of this shared retirement journey mm-hmm. into the app experience.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of support that's needed out there, and you certainly are answering many, 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 many questions for folks out there for sure. And Nick, are the two of you guys going to work together in the future? I don't know how, but I mean, just the success story of both, obviously Venture Tech, Circle, and now Silver. Are there any more collaboration going to be going on down the line here?
Well, in the past, the previous year's winner at Venture Tech was granted an automatic, you know, either into the next year's Venture Tech just to come back as an alumni presenter, There has been collaborations with the CUSO in the past on the Venture Tech winner getting in the next big idea, but with the calendar the way it is this year, and we already collaborated with NCUSO, I'm not sure how that looks for April, because NCUSO is running in April.
Right.
The other thing is that, yes, the venture, our venture managers, our fund managers were in the audience at Venture Tech, and I'm sure Rianne is talking to Circle Fund One as we speak. So, yes, there will be collaboration down the road, Mike.
Good to know. Good to know. Well, it's good. Well, that sounds like credit unions are in good hands in this area for sure. Anything else here, Rianne? Any what? Because you kind of touched on some future steps here.
The last thing I would just offer, and we can just think about how we share this out to your audience, Michael, is that we would love to offer all credit union employees free access to Silver.
Wow.
And when I think about, you know, the audience at Venture Tech, there were a lot of baby boomers in the room, right? And so I would venture to guess that there are a lot of baby boomer employees who work at credit unions. And so what better way to learn about how we can help your members but by using it yourself? So we'll send you over a link that we can figure out. But that's my, you know, any credit union that's thinking about working with us, let's get your employees using it so they can quickly figure out, you know, not only how they can help their members, but how they help themselves.
Yeah, what a great idea. Great idea. And last question for you. Where do we go to find out more about Silver? Obviously, so silver.com.
Yeah, silver.com. And then if you want to talk about partnerships, it's partnerships@silver.com.
Okay, good deal. We'll put those links in the show notes so people can get right to it. Nick, anything else here to add from your end as well? I mean, this is fantastic stuff here. I mean, we just scratched the surface here. So we could have gone on for another hour. I know it.
That's usually the case with all of your productions, Mike. People want more. People want more, right?
Well, we'll have you back on. How about that?
That's great. Thank you.
Sure. All righty. Well, I'm going to let you all get back to work. Again, happy post-Thanksgiving. Hope you all had a great, great holiday. And congratulations again. Both of you guys. I mean, the success just speaks for itself. So really excited to see what's in store for you all in 2022. And we'll be watching for sure.
Thanks so much,
Mike. All right.
You are welcome.
Thank you, Mike.
You're welcome. And-